This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent, via Derek A. Rugen, Appellant, decided March 11, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, One State of Missouri. Num 812437. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of Franklin County Verse. Cause number 20AB CR0066301. Derek A. Rugen, Honorable Craig E. Hellman, Appellant. Filed March 11, 2025. Introduction. Derek Rugen, Appellant. Appeals from the judgment upon his conviction following a bench trial for felony abuse or neglect of a child and domestic assault in the second degree. Appellant argues the trial court erred in overruling his motions for judgment of acquittal on both charges. Appellant further argues the trial court erred in limiting questions about victim DB's drug use. Overruling appellant's motion to exclude child victim PP's hearsay statements and allowing PP's videotaped deposition testimony in violation of appellant's right to confront witnesses. 1. We affirm the judgment of the trial court. Factual and procedural history. 1. The personal identifying information of victims and witnesses has been omitted pursuant to RSMO per 509-2520, subpart 2023. 2. Facts viewed in a light most favorable to the verdict. See State v. Rothwell, 689 SW3D 260, 266, MOAP, ED 2024. The evidence at trial was as follows. DB lived in an apartment with PP, her two-year-old daughter, and appellant, her boyfriend. On the evening of Tuesday, January 7th, 2020, appellant arrived at the apartment. Appellant was very angry and agitated when he got home. DB was giving PP a bath, and PP seemed a little upset. Appellant asked DB to stop PP from crying, and then appellant slapped PP with an open hand. Appellant hit PP a second time, and then attempted to hit PP a third time, but instead hit DB. Appellant struck PP 3 to 5 times. Appellant yanked PP out of the bathtub by her arm and took her to the bedroom while continuing to hit her. DB followed appellant and PP to the bedroom, where appellant threw DB on the bed and choked her. Appellant laid on top of DB and pushed hard on her neck with both hands wrapped around her neck. DB was scared and could not breathe. PP was on the floor crying while appellant choked DB. Appellant stopped choking DB, but they continued to fight. Appellant kicked PP while she was on the floor. DB went to the living room, and PP kept crying. Appellant took PP to the bathroom and locked the door. DB could hear appellant hitting PP and PP continuing to cry. Appellant exited the bathroom, and appellant and DB continued fighting and yelling. Every time DB yelled at appellant hit PP and said, "That is what she gets for her mom mouthing off." DB left the apartment alone to get things for dinner because appellant would not let her have PP. When DB returned, she found PP lying on the floor with a belt wrapped around her. DB took the belt off PP and hugged her. Anytime PP would cry throughout the rest of the evening, appellant would take her to the bathroom. 3. The next morning, Wednesday, January 8th, DB drove appellant to work, and appellant stated he was sorry and would not do it again. When appellant returned home that evening, appellant took PP to the bathroom anytime she would cry. The morning after that, DB took appellant to work, and appellant again apologized, but DB knew appellant was not going to stop. DB called her best friend, who told her to come to her place to get away. After arriving at her friend's apartment in Springfield, Missouri, DB went to the hospital to have PP examined. DB denied causing any injury to PP. After PP was seen in the emergency room, she was taken to the Child Advocacy Center, CAC. CAC staff were not able to complete the interview with PP because she wanted to be with her mother and did not want to be alone. PP would not enter the room for an interview. DB had some bruising on her arm and leg and some scratches on her neck, which she attributed to appellant. PP had bruising that covered her face. CAC staff took photos of these bruises to reflect PP's physical injuries on January 9, 2020. DB and PP did not return to the apartment. Procedural history: the state charged appellant, via information, with domestic assault in the second degree and the Class B felony of abuse or neglect of a child. Section 491, hearing prior to trial, the state filed a motion to admit PP's out-of-court statements about the abuse pursuant to Section 491.075, which allows certain otherwise inadmissible statements of children to be admitted as substantive evidence in criminal proceedings. The trial court held a hearing on the state's motion. During the hearing, PP's play therapist, LS, testified she first met with PP in January 2020, shortly after the abuse occurred. LS explained,